There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Into the second hour of the program, the live Sunday edition. As we continue here, I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, we did have Dr. Ed Gogek on the line with us in the last hour to actually take the position, he was, not us, taking the position that criminalization of cannabis should continue. However, when pressed on the issue of alcohol, considering alcohol is far more dangerous than cannabis, he shucked and jived and dodged and refused to really give a straight answer about that, ultimately admitting that he himself is an occasional alcohol user.
I think he said very occasional. One thing he did say is that if alcohol was invented today, we would make it illegal. And by we, I assume he means
the establishment,
you know, government bureaucrats and politicians. Because I'm not going to make it illegal. I'm not interested in making it illegal.
We know, I'm not
advocating for the daily use of alcohol or even the occasional use of alcohol, but it's certainly used medicinally. It has a long history of medicinal use, and as is marijuana. And when it comes to recreational drugs, it just seems like people like them.
Sure they do. They like to alter their state of consciousness, and even the good doctor admits that he himself participates in that. So really it's just that some people believe certain altered states are better than other altered states, and some altered states should apparently be punished with a jail cell or, in his case, forced treatment. So you can comment on any of that if you'd like.
In his defense, right, like he said, look, I don't think marijuana can stand on its own. Everybody has to kind of go to this alcohol argument. But when he said that we would make it illegal if it was invented today, he basically said that he would like to see alcohol made illegal too. He's a prohibitionist in the sense that he doesn't want people to alter their states. His claim is,
even though he himself has done so.
Yeah, I'm sure he has. And you know, people can make mistakes. There's no problem about it. But the claim that he had was that people aren't sort of more creative because of their drug use.
And he claims there's a study.
Well, he probably knows more studies than we do.
Oh, sure.
But he doesn't claim that people are better off with criminal records. And he certainly wouldn't go so far as to claim that the establishment as it is today is good at preventing people from using recreational drugs. He's not going to claim that that a criminal record's good for people. He's not going to claim the cops are good at he wants to change things just like I do. He just wants to change them differently. He wants the government to work properly. And in Europe, it does. And this is, a pretty common leftist thing to say. It works better in Europe.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Ahmed, I think. I don't know if I can quite. Arned on the West Coast.
Just take the call and we'll find out.
Hello? You're on Free Talk Live, and now you've dropped off the phone.
He feels bad because you mispronounced his name.
I apologize about that. Russ, I got that one. Russ in New Mexico, listening to Kiva. You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was just wondering that the doctor's comments on prohibition in the 20s and what we did afterwards, as far as alcohol was concerned, after prohibition left, pretty much left a Scarface, what's his nuts out of Chicago, bankrupt.
Yeah, the gangsters aren't able to make a bunch of money when the products that they're slinging are no longer prohibited.
Right, if marijuana can't stand on its own, imprisoning people for marijuana can't stand on its own either.
Exactly. So what's happening with the so-called war on drugs? The Reagan administration launched that one. I believe it was Nancy Reagan in 1981, 1982. Somewhere around there.
The war on drugs has been going on longer than that. It was actually Richard Nixon who really kicked it into gear.
Yeah, the Nixon administration, yes.
It was Nancy Reagan who came up with the Just Say No tagline.
Yes. But how many billions of dollars have our taxpayer money has gone into the so-called war on drugs.
Yeah, great point.
And, you know, nothing really has happened. That has not.
Well, the police have gotten more empowered. The police have gotten more weapons and more tanks.
Right, to
and
take away more of our freedoms. You're
right.
Absolutely right.
Well, proponents of big government don't care how big the government gets.
Right.
No penny, no $1 million is too much if we can just save one child from one marijuana cigarette one time.
You know, I mean,
like,
it almost sounds like
how it, where it goes.
I mean, you've got to be high to believe that you can have cannabis be criminalized and not have the police enforce the law. I mean, he wants the police to not arrest people when it's illegal to have cannabis. It's just not going to happen that way. I mean, anybody that knows anything about police and go ahead.
But these are victimless crimes that are going on in the United States, and these victimless crimes, let's say I sell you a marijuana joint, and I go to prison for 10 years, whereas somebody can take a life and go to prison, and they get a 10-year sentence, and they're out in 3 years.
Absolutely.
I'd like to find anybody who takes a life, maybe driving, drunk driving or something, they might take a life and go for 10 years.
Well, still,
it's still a manslaughter charge, and they're getting
it's
out.
True.
And
drug charges absolutely are punished way harder per capita than any of the criminal charge than any of the actual violent crime charges.
Absolutely, but there is always a supply and a demand, and if there is no victim out there, I'm not a drug pusher by any means, but if I was, and I sold you a marijuana joint, cigarette, whatever.
Russ, you don't have to convince me, man. I'm totally on board. I thank you for your call tonight. We agree. Thanks. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But the thing is, Dr. Ed Gogek here that we had on in hour number one, the sneaky thing that he's doing is he's just saying, well, yeah, sure, you know, marijuana may not be that bad for adults or whatever, but it's all about the teenagers. Mark, you weren't here for this part of the conversation.
I really did wonder. I missed the first half of it.
It was the very beginning. When I asked him to kind of summarize, the book and his point or whatever, he was saying that, you know, it really is about the teenagers for him and that he wants to protect the children, and that's why everybody should keep getting in his mind, processed by the system for possession.
Did you address with him that half that the teenagers find in the United States find it more easy to find marijuana than they do alcohol?
I did not bring that point up.
That's a real issue. That marijuana is more illegal than alcohol is for teenagers. But teenagers, I could get marijuana back in 1980, whatever, late 80s. Mm-hmm. I was getting marijuana more easily than alcohol. I didn't want it. I wanted alcohol, and we got that too. That was back in the day when you could hang outside the
grocery store
and get somebody to buy it for you,
or the convenience store. I remember that stuff. So, share your thoughts here, your experiences. You're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, people like Dr. Ed Gogek, and, I am glad that he came on to talk to us. I didn't really know if that was really going to happen. When you proposed it to me, Mark, I was really surprised. We were actually being pitched on an interview for somebody who's a prohibitionist.
No, and, by the way, we gave him ample opportunity to pitch his book, right? Like, that's how Free Talk Live goes. If you come on for a fair...
Well, I pitched
I don't want to call
book.
A fight.
I
right.
pitched his book.
Well, we did.
Yeah. I mentioned it multiple times throughout. I mean, if you want to go read some marijuana prohibitionist claptrap, there you go.
I'm sure he's got studies, man.
That's the problem, is everybody, and I pointed this out like within the first segment or so of the interview, was like, well, he had a study that said such and such, and I have a study that says the opposite. And, Ian, your study, they interpreted it wrong, or the article was misinterpreting the study. And it's just all this nitpicking about which study is the right study, and it's really like a penis measuring contest almost. Like, I have the most studies over here, and, I've got the real life experience of seeing people's lives ruined by this insane war on drugs. And
but you're not advocating for teenagers to smoke pot, are you?
I'm not advocating that that they should be put in jail for it. I mean,
right.
I know
that's
they're going to
the
smoke
difficulty
pot.
Here, right?
I know they're going to smoke pot. I'm advocating for harm reduction. And obviously, we didn't get a chance to keep them on longer, but what about some of the consequences of prohibition? Like, I don't know. How about moldy weed? I'm not saying weed won't go moldy if there's no prohibition, but a lot of weed will will sit on shelves and, you know, pallets for a period of time, and until it finally hits the streets, and then, you know, maybe by the time it gets to the person who's the buyer, it's got some mold growing in it, which when you smoke mold, there's all kinds of variants on mold out there. Some of that stuff could be deadly, or at the very least mess you up.
Harmful.
855-453. If it's legal, that's...
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number, it's 855-453. We're talking about the war on drugs, specifically the war on cannabis, which is the majority of the war on drugs. It's where most of the money is spent enforcing. It's where most of the police man hours are spent. It's the majority of the confiscated product, et cetera, et cetera. And it's ridiculously counterproductive. We're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know about purse.freetalklive.com. I've been out at the county fair last 5 days pitching Bitcoin to people, and it was a great experience. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. But you know,
I've been telling everybody that you were the bearded woman.
The toughest part – I've actually shaved, Mark, for this, so that would be inaccurate. The toughest part of the purse pitch is it's unbelievable. If you tell somebody, hey, you passers-by, how would you like to get 20% off on Amazon? Nobody believes that.
It sounds like a crazy pitch. Like, you sound like a pitch man.
Right.
Well, come over here and see my work.
But it's true. You really can get 20% off or more on Amazon, or less. You can get less if you, for some reason, want
less.
That's up to you. Purse lets you choose the discount that you receive at Amazon. And you've got it. The catch is, there is a catch. The catch is you have to spend Bitcoin to get the discount. So if you got Bitcoin, then you can get 20% or more off on pretty much anything on Amazon. Go and get started at purse.freetalklive.com. If you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, this is a killer app. This is a great excuse to get it, because if you do any online shopping at all, this is a no-brainer. As long as you're willing to be a little patient, you can get whatever you want. The order usually gets filled. If it's a 20% discount, you're going to get your order filled probably within 24 hours, if not 2 hours, on Purse.
That's your experience.
Yeah, it's awesome. Purse.freetalklive.com. When you sign up through that link, Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of your purchase price. Go to purse.freetalklive.com to get started. Let's go to Carl in New Jersey, listening to WOBM. Hey, Carl.
How you doing, guys?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to give you a little personal story.
Please.
Concerning what Ed was talking about. My son, years ago, was a happy young fellow. I was working out of state or at a different part of the state. So what happened, my wife was raising him essentially alone, because I worked nights and I traveling back and forth. I wasn't around enough to see what was going on. He was a great kid up until he got into high school. Started with a little pot with his friends that we found out later. I thought we actually stopped his car when he was driving around with some friends, and they were smoking, and we didn't like the idea that he was smoking, and we found out later they were smoking pot in the car. Okay, well, this progressed and progressed over a number of years to the point where he was going to parties, and eventually he ran into a nice fellow named Sean, who introduced him to heroin. From the heroin, he developed, of course, the addiction. Had to travel down to Philadelphia to buy this stuff illegally. Got tickets coming back from Philadelphia. Well, we thought he had stopped. We went into a program called Beatitudes, which they were trying to help young addicts in the area here. Toms River, New Jersey, is terrible for the heroin trade and stuff. What's going on? Okay, we went there for 2.5 years. He went through the whole program. There's a lot of other people there that they were helping. Unfortunately, when the director there had him go away for the rehab, 30-day rehab, he went there. He did fine. He had a friend that was there. The friend got out. The friend died a few weeks later, being on the streets of Philadelphia, and he restarted the heroin. Okay, well, it's a long story, but the thing is, over a period of time, he tried to get off the heroin, and he went to, on his own, we didn't know about it, he was working at night, and he was making his own living, and he was going to an addiction program where they were giving him the methadone, and he did that for a number of years. We didn't know it until my wife finally found some slips from the methadone clinic, you know, because they give you these little slips when you go to get the treatments every day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he did this for a number of years, and finally, we found out he was doing it. We called the director of the program again. He couldn't do anything, we went to a doctor that treated people with the Suboxone, the drug that's supposed to wean people off the heroin.
Mm.
Went there for this big thing, $75 a visit, and he was doing that for almost a year. And he said he was just about done, and we were getting off the Suboxone. And it's about a week after he got off the Suboxone, my wife and I were going shopping. And he was on the porch waving to us, "You're going to pick something up for me at the store." He came home, and he was dead.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, well, it was, I don't know, but they did two autopsies, and they found that he had nothing in his system. But over a period of time, his system was so weakened by all the drugs and everything they had taken, he developed an embolism that went to his lung and his heart, and he died almost instantaneously. He was in the room with his dog. We got home, and 3 hours later, and he was just laying across the bed, tried to revive him. Nothing.
It's a tragic story, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but I don't think marijuana had anything to do with it. I mean, you can talk to other heroin users, and you'll find that they all probably drank alcohol, too. So what?
Yeah, well, he never drank alcohol. It just started with this, with the.
How do you know he never drank?
Well, hold on.
I know. We know his background. He actually had an allergy to. He wouldn't take a drink. Like if he had a drink, at a point he wouldn't. He didn't have any drink. So that wasn't a problem. It was just.
I guarantee you, though, every other heroin addict you'll talk to them, they probably all drank alcohol. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, here's an important question: If marijuana wasn't illegal. If he got onto marijuana and it wasn't illegal, right, like alcohol, for instance,
right.
Do you think that he would have been introduced to the drug dealer who introduced him to heroin? Don't you think it's the illegality of marijuana that really introduced him to this world of illegal drugs?
Well, the way it seemed, it was almost like an innocent thing. He was just going from the marijuana to the party, and to the party this kid just happened to say, "Oh, try this. It's different." And then after that, boom, he was gone. He was driving to Philadelphia, and picking up this stuff in the streets of Philadelphia. Lucky he didn't get killed in Philadelphia, just picking up this stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
So
no
as
doubt.
I say, where would the initiation come from if it wasn't from the marijuana?
Well, where would the initiation come from if it wasn't for the fact that marijuana was illegal?
Well, what I think Mark is trying to say here is that the gateway drug claim is actually been debunked
by the
government.
Gateway drug claim is true, but it's because marijuana is illegal.
Well, no, Mark. The gateway drug claim, the classic claim, is that marijuana just by its nature makes people want to go and get harder drugs. That's false. The government's own Institute of Medicine study proved it in the late portion of the 20th century. Carl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. What they did find is what you're talking about, Mark, is that if there is a gateway effect, it's that the underground, the drug marketplace, when you go into the black market to get marijuana, you're introduced in a lot of cases to drug dealers who are loaded with other product and interested in getting their customers hooked on it.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live on the live Sunday edition of the program. Lots of folks want to get on the line, talk about whatever's on their mind. The war on drugs, the primary topic at the moment. And then on the way here tonight, maybe we'll talk about some of these things libertarians don't understand. Mark, you've got a story from Raw Story about that.
Yeah.
That sounds fascinating, so maybe we'll touch on some of those. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've also got Skype, where we've actually had a bunch of calls on Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm, and we're going to go to your phone calls first, where Ed is on the line, waiting patiently in Nevada, listening to KKFT. Hello, Ed. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I don't necessarily agree with the issue of marijuana being a valuable drug, nor alcohol. I get mandatory clients, because I'm a therapist, from their workplaces for coming up positive while the job is showing up under the influence. And a lot of these folks typically started with marijuana or alcohol as a teenager, and missed out on a lot of their developmental growth and have serious problems in decision-making, mood swings, mood problems, self and money management, I guess.
Well, of course you're going to have people with issues and problems. They're coming to therapy. I mean, there are also millions of successful men.
They're being mandated because of their drug use.
Well, it's interesting that the therapist thinks that they have problems. What my experience is in when I was in high school is a lot of high school. Most of my fellows in high school, they used marijuana. And now, you know, I go back to the reunion. It's 25 years later. People's lives seem reasonably good. I mean, I don't see these things that you're talking about. I'm not claiming marijuana is good for young people, and usually people run to young people here. Anybody who advocates for marijuana being legalized advocates for an age of consent.
Right, and the people that I see are working. They're at the age of consent, and it is their employers who are requiring them to seek treatment before possibly firing them from coming to work under the influence of either alcohol or drugs.
So do you advocate for the legalization of alcohol, too?
Sure.
Because that would be consistent.
You really want to go back to alcohol prohibition?
You know that they made it legal for a reason.
Haven't you studied history?
First of all, I realize that that's impossible right now, considering how society works. That would be unrealistic.
The reasons that they made alcohol legal again, right? Like the Valentine's Day massacre, the increase in crime, the incarceration rate. Yes, it's absolutely money. Money for stinking counselors. I mean, like that's what we currently have with the prohibition.
Counselors, money for stinking jails, money for the emergency room for the people who are drug overdosed or alcohol overdosed. Money.
It's money, right?
Ed, thanks
money
for your money. Call tonight. I appreciate
it. It costs a lot less if we just made it legal.
Appreciate your call, Ed. Wow, what a surprise. The people who are acting out at work have issues, whatever they are. Now, maybe they're treating their mental issues with drugs, and that's not working very well. Of course, a lot of psychiatrists will go ahead and prescribe other drugs to them. And they are, there's a lot of arguments that those other drugs might even make things worse. Oh, what about all those school shooters that we hear about so often? Seems like almost every single one of those people is on some sort of prescription narcotic substance, usually being prescribed by some sort of shrink. So I'm not convinced that's the solve to the problem. But why should anybody be surprised when people who are having issues at work turn out to have personal problems and issues with addiction and things like that? But what about the millions of Americans who are productive members of society who use cannabis or use alcohol on a regular or irregular basis? You don't hear the stories about them because they're successful.
I don't want to live in the America where alcohol and caffeine and tobacco are all outlawed, because I mean, you know, you're going to be looking around the corner. Everybody's going to be going to jail.
I bet you can find a lot.
You know who'd be well employed? Drug treatment counselors.
I bet you can find a lot of heroin users who also had some caffeine before in their life too, before they started heroin. I mean, the idea that there's also motorcycle riders who drove a car first. Also, everyone who's ever died in a motorcycle accident drank milk at some point in their lives. I mean, it's just connections.
I think that what's fair when one makes the gateway argument is that marijuana is illegal, and that introduces people to it. It introduced you, Ian. You were, upon using marijuana, you realized you'd been lied to a great deal in your schooling. And this is what happens. When you make these things illegal, people who get a hold of them are like, suddenly, whoa, this isn't so bad. This is great. This is awesome. And they feel lied to by the people they trusted. And that's a terrible thing.
Miles is on the line on Skype, actually, via California. Mike, Miles, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Welcome,
am a little bit irritated by this whole drug legalization arguments going on. It's a dead issue. We've already seen what happens when you take the government out of the drug regulation business. Deaths go down, use goes down, it seems like it's kind of a red herring to me. Like, everyone, when you tell someone you're a libertarian, the first thing they think of is drug use, and it's like, I don't even do drugs. I'd rather not be the generation that's known as, we legalized cannabis. Like, that seems really...
don't worry, it's not your generation getting it done.
What's that?
Don't worry, it's not your generation getting it done. I can assure you, the millennials are not the ones who are finally getting weed legalized.
Well, do you know what I'm saying, though? It's like,
I get it. You don't want to be painted with that.
Anyone who's done any research into the topic knows. I mean, the guy that was calling in a minute ago talking about gateway drugs, like, it's not an argument. There's no logic behind that.
Well, guy, his son died, and I can imagine, logic's out the window when something like that happens.
Not necessarily. There was an article I had in show prep a little while back about a lady in the UK who, after her 15-year-old daughter died on an overdose of what was alleged to be MDMA, but I don't know if it actually was, but some sort of party drug, she actually came out and spoke in favor of legalization because she saw that her daughter might still be alive had it not been for the fact that these drugs were illegal and so therefore could be debased with some other product and essentially, you know, would have been less likely to poison her her daughter had they been actually legal. You could more measure your doses if they're legal, etc. But yeah, you're right, Mark. Most people don't really see things clearly when they're clouded by the anger of what has happened to their loved one.
But I mean, he's not seeing how many lives are ruined by the war on drugs.
Yep.
Countless more than even if cannabis did kill people by smoking it. Like, there's absolutely no comparison at all.
Miles, I think you nailed it. Anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
It's just irritating. Why are we still talking about this? You know what I mean? But anyways, I love your guys' show. Please keep up the good work.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Miles called on Skype. You can do that, too. Skype
sounds great, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to continue here. We've got Veach. We got Veach on the line in Reno on Skype as well. Go ahead, Veach.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to send out my condolences to that gentleman that called in. It's got to be really hard to lose a loved one, let alone your son. So
yeah,
I would make the argument that there's no such thing as bad drugs, just bad users.
I want to hear more about that. Stand by, Veach.
Sure.
We'll bring it back. 855-453 is our toll-free number. Skype username's lrn.fm. Coming up, the war on chalk escalates at the county fair. It's Free Talk Live. We'll tell you what happened.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, of course. You can dial toll-free to join us here at 855-453. We've also got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, and they also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Go to Bitcoinist.net and check it out. That's Bitcoinist.net. Ian and Mark continuing here as we go back to Veach, who's with us in Reno via Skype. You barely had a chance to get your thoughts out in the last segment, so go ahead, Veach. What were you calling about tonight?
No problem, gentlemen. Well, I submitted that there's no such thing as bad drugs, just bad users. And when you look at the resources that are available now with the internet, like you can talk to people, go on forums, people aren't going into this blind anymore. So to jump into a drug like heroin when there's so much information about there in terms of its addictive properties and its potential fatal nature, it's silly to me for people to even get caught up in these things now, lifestyles or whatnot. I can see it happening, but there's a lot of resources available. So I would make the argument that if you take heroin once, with all the information that's out there, you're a bad user. Same with what they created in Russia, because they got so good at clearing out heroin, crocodile came up as a substitute.
Yeah, crocodile.
Your skin falls off your body. You watch yourself rot, and you still elect to take that. Well, that's the physical chemical addiction coming into place. But knowing all of that that's out there, and you still elect to take this, you're a bad user.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and that sort of ties in with the study that we talked about a little while back where they took crack addicts and meth addicts, put them in a hospital environment for a study where they were offered the most pure form of crack and meth they
the
could
good
possibly
crack.
Have. Yeah, like the best possibly get. And they were given that on a daily basis, or they could choose. They could choose the best possible hit of crack rock or meth, or they could select a $20 reward at the end of the three-week study. So they would be staying in that hospital for the 3 weeks, so they weren't getting the cash right away. They weren't getting an instant gratification on the cash. And what they found out was that even these, what were supposedly hopeless drug addicts, were willing to forego the drug that they were supposedly super addicted to in order to cash in at the end of the 3 weeks. And so it showed that...
It wasn't a huge amount of money, $20, right?
Per day. $20 per day.
Yeah, not much.
Well, it's probably, you know, at the end of 3 weeks, that's probably more money they had in their pocket at one time than
agreed,
in
recent
memory.
Agreed, but I mean, you're not talking about, you know, folks that are saying, okay, well, I'll just take that, for $20, that's a hit of crack.
They also tried it for $5, and then they were less likely to take the $5. So, they were more likely to take the crack rock rather than the $5. So, but what the study showed was that this is not necessarily about pure addiction. It's more about incentives, and more about these people having no hope and nothing to live for, and so they're trying to lose themselves in these drugs. And so again, that would be more about a bad user, somebody who's just in a bad place in life and making poor choices rather than the drug itself.
Wow, that's insane. Wow.
It was a great
well,
study.
Let me close. Yeah. Let me close with this. To borrow from Timothy Leary, set and setting, and you can apply this to, you know, a bar, you know, like if you're in a bad mood, maybe you shouldn't go out and consume alcohol. It's only going to, you know, mess things up in between your own ears. So always apply set and setting and know your dealer. So
good
thank
advice.
You very much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Veach. Appreciate it. And by set and setting, what he's talking about is certainly with psychedelics, and it's probably true to some extent with other drugs, but with, you know, psychedelic drugs, having a calm place to be, being around good people, people who you love and, you know, that care about you, your friends, being around in the right set and setting is super important to have a drug journey go as positively as possible. So again, it is about being a bad user versus a good one. Are you making responsible decisions with the drugs that you're using? I understand there are some people listening who think that the use of drugs, period, is irresponsible. And I'm sorry, that's a crock. There's, you know, no evidence for that. There's plenty of evidence to show that there are responsible people who use drugs responsibly. And you know how you know that? Well, you really don't know it because they're responsible about it and they don't put it in your face and they do it on the weekends or they do it at night and they do it without you ever finding out about it. It's likely many of your friends and family members, if you're one of these prohibitionist types, you probably have people who are close to you who are responsible drug users and you don't know it. And you don't know it precisely because they're the responsible types. They still hold a job. They're doing very well. They're able to take care of their kids. They're able to meet their responsibilities and pay their bills. So you would never necessarily think, oh, my brother or my sister or dad or whoever is a regular drug user. But just because you're a user, as I pointed out with the doctor who was on earlier, doesn't mean you are an abuser. Abuse is when you cross the line between use of a responsible sort into irresponsible use, to where the use of the drug becomes a problem. It becomes something that creates an issue at work. It becomes a problem that creates an issue at home.
Health issues,
etc. So 855-450-FREE is our number. Let's continue. We'll go first to Keith. He's in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Keith.
Hello. Well, I'd have to say irresponsible use is when you're smoking so much pot that you develop extreme depression and a mild case of paranoia. I mean, it took me 5 years to get all the little voices in my head back in line, so... That's my personal take on it.
Yeah, but I know that marijuana can definitely it's strongly associated with some, usually males, young males that for whatever reason is associated with psychosis in young males. But that doesn't mean that
I was a day to day user self medicating for pain.
Yep.
But as far as the laws go, my biggest problem with the law is that they made it so all-encompassing that you can't grow industrial-grade hemp in your own backyard anymore because of the way they wrote the laws. But then too, you have the real problem that comes in where you have the other problem that comes in with the actual legalization of it is it tends to, you know, it tends to work off the bottom of the food chain, and it takes a lot of people out of action who might actually, if they learned how to carry on a decent job, you know, they would be more inclined to be more productive.
What evidence do we have that people are taken out of action? Which I mean,
well,
I just don't know.
Take my daughter for example.
Okay.
And she's 20 years old. Unfortunately, we just kicked her out of the basement. So
there's a lot of 20-year-olds living in a lot of basements in America right now. I mean, the minimum wage could be just as much of a problem for your daughter as anything else. Has she ever had a job?
Not really, because if the minimum wage goes up, it just means the cost of everything else goes up around it. You know, basic economics 101 there.
It doesn't. No, that's not basic economics 101, because what happens in the retraction.
I learned about that in seventh grade.
Okay, well, all right, listen to this. You're older now. Maybe you can hear something new. When a labor market contracts and you have a minimum wage in place, what that will do is it will push out of that marketplace younger people, because when a market contracts, demand goes down, and therefore prices go down. Price for labor, since it is unable to go below the minimum, then young people will be pushed out of the marketplace, because that's the people who are supposed to be getting the minimum wage. It's young people, and maybe people who don't have a command of the English language. So then you'll have people who are in their 25 or 30-year-olds pushing those people out of those jobs.
Yeah, but he's right, though, Mark, that a lot of times prices go up when the minimum wage goes up.
Yeah, but that takes time. It puts upward pressure on pricing, but that doesn't do anything for the young people who are out of work. All you have to do is look at the statistics, and you will see that this isn't so much a recession. This wasn't a recession so much on regular workers. It was a recession on young workers, and even more so on ethnic workers.
Well, either way, if you smelled my daughter's bedroom, believe me, we wouldn't even be having that conversation.
Oh, I don't believe. I don't disagree that she's probably smoking pot.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Hey, guess what? There are losers who like to smoke pot, and there are also winners who like to smoke pot. We'll come back with more here in moments. It's not the pot that turns someone into a loser. I don't believe that for a moment. Hour number 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.